Relax and get loose while I put you up on game. The Figure Booth with Josh and Nate. This that podcast, folk. Those in the know, Batman versus Iron Man. How would it go? We talking one of a kind. Collectibles, Mezco toys are respectable. It's unacceptable if it's not in the packaging. Nate don't take pics if you ain't rapping it. Nate's dirty tricks are always happening. But damn it, man, don't you be stressing. Round here we believe in plastic confessions. We trying to figure out the figures that's gonna stand the test of time. That G.I. Joe handmade hit me in the spine. There's perfection in the way that these toys are made. But I also wanna know, do I pick Wade or Slade? So this is where I come to kick it with the guys. The Figure Booth, like, comment, and subscribe.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of The Figure Booth, here where we talk about the modern day collector and the ups and downs they go through. We go over pre-orders, we share our plastic confessions, and we do interviews with those in the toy community. My name is Josh, aka Prime to the First, and I'm joined none other by then my friend, co-host, Figure Fan underscore Nate.
Yes, that's me. Hello, everybody. Welcome to me. Yeah, who am I again? Who is this guy? I don't know, Prime. Yeah, you've reached episode 90, which we're calling Best of the Booth. It's going to be our third annual top five.
Yeah, review. It's about that time, right? It's, you know, that's the funnest part, to kind of going back, recapping what we purchased. The hard thing about that, though, is like lately there's been so many crazy sales. I know a lot of us out there, we're hitting up so many Ross, so many discount stores. So we're picking up figures for the first time, but then they may have came out like the year before. So I think that may have influenced some top list, and it hasn't made any difference on others. But it's been, I think, a really killer year where a lot of companies have really just dumped so much good plastic. So it's kind of hard to keep track of what are you buying. The pre-orders are coming in all at once. So we're going to have some fun.
Right. Yeah, there has been a lot of great figures, a lot of like different types of figures this year, more third party that we're seeing now.
Yeah,
it's been kind of a weird year for me, I think, from a collecting standpoint. As I got more involved with, you know, school, I kind of fell out of the collecting hole a little bit, trying to stay involved. But I've been kind of admiring from the side. You know, I haven't been able to do a whole lot of toy photography, but I'm still appreciating the figures. So it makes me excited for what's coming next year. I feel like next year is going to be really killer with all the new releases they've announced and stuff that we know is coming. But yeah, they had a lot of great releases this year. So we want to make sure that we shine a light on the stuff that we liked. You may not agree with these. You may agree with these. Some of these may be controversial. Yeah. And that's okay.
And some of these might be a surprise.
Yeah, exactly. Some of these might be a surprise.
Yeah,
I think I surprised myself in a little way, like, you know, the diversity. I remember one of the first times we did one of these lists, I think my entire list was Mezco, or maybe there was one that wasn't a Mezco. Second time we did it, you know, it was maybe a bit more diverse. Yeah, there's definitely some of that in there.
Yeah.
And so like this time I'm like, all right, you know, I'm showing different facets of my collection. Because I feel like like we talked about before, as you collect more and more, you kind of understand what you like, what you don't like, what things do I want to explore, you know, what figures have I decided I'm going to move on from. It's been a crazy year, 2023.
And that's the fun part, like, of collecting. Like, you get out of it, like, first, you know, for myself, I really took a scale back of collecting Marvel Legends, and then it seemed like mid-year, like, they got me back in with a lot of just updated releases for certain characters, because I'm a sucker for comic, you know, characters versus the MCU stuff. I can appreciate it, but, you know, give me a really something that comes out of a comic book, and then, you know, it's going to help me either A, complete a team, or a brand new team, or maybe a new character. But man, the Hasbro team killed it. And in general, just there was a lot of companies that really stepped it up, and whether it was offering one the first time type of characters or a lot of accessories. After a while, I was like, wow, there's a lot of good stuff to pick from.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have, is that there's, when you feel like there's too much, but there's enough variety to get exactly what you want. I feel like we're definitely in that realm now, to where you know, we've got a lot of variety. You have a lot to choose from in regards to, you know, like say if you want to pick a Spider-Man, there's a ton of different Spider-Mans available from a ton of different companies. So there's just so much variety. It's hard to kind of pinpoint exactly what are your favorites when there are so many good things coming.
That's the best part. Like, you know, and I think about it sometimes, like there's certain figures I got earlier in the year. I haven't even opened them only because different either companies have released them and I like that version better. So I look back and I'm like, oh, I never opened that Legends, or because I got a Mafex version or there. And that's the good thing. Like there's so much options out there that you don't have to stress about the scarcity of that one figure. Like before, there was a time where it's like, hey, this one's Spider-Man, it's SHF or it's, you know, a Figma or what, you know, what have you. And then the aftermarket price is like through the roof. Like when Mezco first came, was really, you know, hitting on all cylinders. Some of the releases, you know, some people are still looking for like a Shazam or the Flash, and those prices are crazy up high. I'm like, huh, here I just trashed all my boxes. And like, it's funny, some of these on these figures. I'm like,
yeah, all right. You know, I've seen a lot of people sell Mezcos without boxes. I know that tends to be the controversy, like, oh, you're going to lower the value, but are you really? I don't know. Certain Mezcos retain their value pretty well, especially when you're talking about something like a Mezco Shazam. You don't necessarily have to have a box for something like that to be considered valuable. There are people that, you know, hey, I really want that box, and I get it.
Right.
But I don't think it's as significant as some people make it seem.
No, it's not, because then at the end of the day, shipping's a pain. If you're shipping out like a Mezco or any type of collectible that comes with like a shipper box or a box that everybody really wants, like, you know, it's it's easier to ship it loose. Last year, I remember buying the Black Bolt and Lockjaw set off of a friend, and he's like, do you want the box? I'm like, nope, just ship it loose. Like, I don't want the box, because that's a big box. It's like, you know, the Commissioner Gordon, that's a big box, and it's just a figure in them. So I saved a ton on the shipping. It was just like just the price that he sold it to me for, which was crazy good deal. So yeah, I mean, I think boxes are sometimes overrated. So 2024, I'm gonna be anti-box regardless of whatever 78 says. I'm gonna try not to go straight into the bins, but anti-box, and hopefully have more stuff displayed.
No boxes whatsoever is what you're saying.
No boxes. Yeah, no boxes.
It's
These ones right here, they're about to go in the trash like soon.
I was going to say, what are you going to do with those behind you?
Yeah, I just emptied them, so I'm trying to organize everything.
And when you're talking about organization, when you're talking about storage, you can't just keep holding on to boxes. Like, I was talking about this with you, I think, off air.
Yeah.
When I go into my storage area, you know, I'm realizing that I've got boxes for boxes, and there's quite a few of them. Because a lot of my stuff, I mean, obviously I'm not displaying everything, but I've got tons of totes and things, those photo cases that are holding all my figures. And then for some reason, I feel like I got to hold on to the box too. So it's all of this storage for something that I'm not really using. So when I see you throwing away boxes, it kind of inspires me to want to do that myself. I just got to rip that Band-Aid off and get through it. And, you know, like, just like, it's all right. It'll be all right.
No, you know, the box. We did get a couple comments which they supported. Like, there was, I read a couple comments where they were like, hey, I do the same thing. And one listener viewer, he gave me a good idea, and he's like, oh, I use the tins to hold all the, like, the what I call the coasters. I use like their stands as coasters, and then the, like, the plexi stands, like, you know, the flight stands that the Mezco figures come with. He's like, just use the metal tins from other figures, the PX exclusives and whatnot, and store them in there. And that's what he did. And I was like, you know what? That's a brilliant idea. Because the metal tins I do love. I can display them. I just got to throw all that plastic inside of it. And it's so funny because I was throwing away some Marvel Legends stuff and some G.I. Joe boxes. And they're like anti-plastic, right? They're like no windowless. Whatever, so it's all paper. And then I go through these Mezco, and it's like so much plastic just to try to, like, I had to almost run them over with my car because the plastic was so, like, intense. It was cracking me up. I was like, man, there's a lot of plastic in these Mezco boxes.
Well, yeah, in those early ones, you've got the slip cover, right? Yeah. And then the standard box, which has the magnetic flap.
Yeah.
So it's just very bulky. Then inside of that, you got the normal Mezco tray with the plastic on the plastic, and it's just so much, to your point. So it does take up a lot of space. I think that's also probably some of the reasons why people like the boxes because they do have these specific cutouts. They're very stylized. You know, just looking at the Morbius box behind you and the G.I. Joe box, they do look very nice. But what's the cost versus the reward of keeping a nice box?
And like, you know, these one, this one is the more slimmer one. It's a smaller.
Yeah, I like those. I kind of wish they all came lightweight now.
Yeah. The big ones, the oversized, the older ones, like, and even some, just some, like the Constantine was a big one. The Crow was a big one. I was like,
yeah,
like that doesn't make. But even this one, like, it's going to end up in the trash. There's nothing in here. I just emptied it out.
I feel like at some point they'll totally phase out of the big box. Like, there's probably some releases.
Yeah.
Like Morbius and Constantine that have been in the works for some time. Like, okay, we already got the box design. It already fits this.
Yeah.
But I think at some point, and it's probably pretty soon, you won't see those big boxes from Mezco anymore. They're trying to move to the smaller one, like that Morbius. Yeah. Or and even the older box, G.I. Joe is great.
The older boxes, they really look dated, you know? They're great. They're really like this really thick cardboard. You can tell it's like really, they took a lot of time to put into the box. You can see the magnets all glued and stuff. Like, I almost picture like someone actually putting it together, right? And there's a lot of like the inside had like a picture of the figure. There was just a lot of thought put behind that. But I think now it's like, this is much easier because they can just print it. There's like, you know, almost like a, it's much cheaper, faster, but it still looks presentable.
Right.
It's just more modern, you know, it's kind of keeping up with the times, but still in the trash.
Small, and Roadblock is, you know, next to that one.
It's much smaller too.
He's even tinier. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to go for sure.
Yeah. This was packed with plastic.
Packed. Yeah. That's the thing. They're always packed with plastic. Like I got I'll show you guys the plastic confessions, but I've got one that I got recently that is just tons of plastic. It's huge. Yeah. But yeah, so different tangent. Didn't expect to go down the box tangent, but it was a good discussion nonetheless. Before we get too far into it, if you guys are listening to this for the first time, please make sure that you subscribe to the Figure Booth. Because if you're not, you're missing out on some great content. You can hit the notification bell so you don't miss when we go live or post new episodes. Speaking of new episodes, we posted one a couple of weeks ago with Mike, AZ Toy Hunters Guild, called Shell Shocked. Go check it out. We did a great interview with him. And then before that, we did one called Plastic Gluttony, which is about the huge influx of figures and designer collectors versus newbies. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Not going to go into the details. Go check that out.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys subscribed. As you're listening to this, please do the small gesture of hitting the like button. Leave a comment below. Let us know your top fives. We love reading those comments. The next time we go live, we're probably going to highlight a lot of those. So if you have a top five, let us know in the comments. We'll talk about it the next time we go live and we can discuss them together. What do you like? What do you not like? What really surprised you with our choices?
Like, how could that be your top five? Come on.
Exactly.
What's the matter with you?
I'm sure we're gonna get some of that because there's been a lot of controversial releases this year, right? There's been a lot of heated debates about certain figures. And Prime are choosing these off of personal preference, pretty much alone. So not off popularity, not off the rarity, not off anything else other than, hey, I really like this.
That's all I do.
It came out. I like it. It came out in 2023. Here it is.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, it has nothing to do with popularity.
Yeah.
Right. So like I said, we're calling this the best of the booth 2023. We'll go ahead and start. I think last time we started in first, but this time we're going to start with last. We're going to start with figure five. And if you don't like that, blame 78.
There you go.
Thanks. All right. Figure number five. Josh, why don't you start us off?
It's going to be a surprise. And we're going to, one, it's a surprise. And two, let's just start the controversy right off the bat. Because I don't think I even saw myself making this figure as a top whatever. But this
I'm wondering if we picked the same one.
No, we didn't. This figure did something. Okay. It's a little, I don't know if I like, I don't know. But I already know I'm going to get some shit for this. But the Blue Beetle, Toddy Mac.
Nice. Mac Attack is taking him in full storm, people.
The Mac Attack, this figure got me to buy like three other Toddy Macs. I don't think I've ever bought in so many Tiny Max in all like the time I've been collecting. So this blue beetle was awesome, man. Like, you know, the articulation was a little bit smoother. The scale is what still pisses me off, but the articulation, the accessories that it came with, he came with a bunch of hands. So yeah, blue beetle number 5. Hater to love it. Blame 78.
That's right. If you don't like any of our picks, just take it up to 78 points.
Yeah.
And if you don't like McFarlane's, just, you know, hide them when you're in the store. That's fine.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're missing out on a lot because Prime has really been getting more into McFarlane's. You've told me a couple of times that you feel like the articulation has got a little bit better. Is Blue Beetle kind of the same thought?
Yeah. It's getting better. I just want him to, you know, join the rest of the 112 scale world. Come on.
Yeah.
Get with us.
That's the only thing that keeps me away from Tiny Max. I love the variety of characters that we're getting now. I know he used to get a lot of shit, like, oh, there's too many Batmans. But nowadays, he's giving us a lot of different stuff. So he's not really just giving us Batmans anymore. He's giving us quite a lot of diversity in the figures that he's producing. So the future is bright for Tiny Max. So I feel like this one's going to be really controversial. This is a figure that came out. Some people really hated it. Some people, like myself, really liked it. It was a very long wait. This caused some people to quit Mezco. You probably already know what it is now. But my number 5 is the Mezco 89 Batman. A lot of this is due to personal love.
I don't even remember us getting him this year. That's how long I've been waiting. I totally forgot we got Keaton this year.
Well, I'm glad you forgot because then it's not in our lists together.
Damn.
I know a lot of people don't like this figure. I'm going to say that right off the bat. Do I think it's the perfect Mezco? No. The body underneath has some issues, especially when you try to articulate the legs. Things can get twisted. It can get really confusing to try to put it back together. I don't know if I really like the silicone body. I think it was a really good touch for Keaton Batman because it's so true to the original movie. And I think that's why I like this the most. When you look at the source material, he's a 1-for-1. He looks amazing. This is the best Keaton Batman that I have in my collection. And I think that's going to stay the best Keaton Batman in my collection for some time to come. The one that I had before was NECA. It broke. It was fragile. I couldn't do anything with it. This one, actually, I can articulate, and I don't feel like I'm going to break it. I feel like it's going to last me a long time. I really like the additional head sculpts, the accessories. I've done some great shots with it. I really enjoyed this figure, but I know there's a lot of people that really hate this one. So if you hate it, I'm sorry. Let me know in the comments, but for this one, it's my number 5.
Nice.
All right, number four. What do you got for number
man?
Who made the
number
cut?
Four? Man, I'm surprised he's not higher, but only because I think I took a step back from collecting these this line so much, but then this figure really brought me back, and then I started getting heavy into it. I would have to say it's Hawkeye in his Sky Cycle. Like, again, really classic. The colors are vibrant. Hasbro killed it.
One of the first things I learned about Prime is that he almost had like a complete original Legends collection, like the Toy Biz Legends.
Yeah.
So I feel like for you, this one, it's not just that it looks great, but it's also the nostalgia factor.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
for sure.
Because they basically made it very much the same as the original. Like, it's Hawkeye with the Sky Cycle. Yeah. The fact that they remade the Sky Cycle was pretty amazing.
Yeah. And it's right out of that, you know, the Captain America arcade game. So it's just like, there's so many nostalgic factors on there. And again, it just like, it completes my Avengers team. I didn't really need a new Hawkeye until like, I started seeing more pictures and I see him in hand. I'm like, I had to get him. So yeah, he made my number 4 list. And after that, like, I've been getting here Legends here and there, just because, again, the updates that they've been making, they've been killing it.
Well, and you can't beat those Ross deals, right? You've been making out like a bandit at Ross. That's a solid choice, though. And I feel like in general, there's been an improvement in Marvel Legends overall this year. New bodies. I know we had a debate at one point where somebody said that the Legend Spider-Man is on par with the Mafex. And it's, I think prior to this year, we didn't really, we couldn't make that comparison. So they've definitely made some improvements that continue to get better. All right. For me, I'm going to say my number four is the, it was almost a different one. And then I realized the figure didn't come out this year. It actually came out last year. So I'm going to do the NECA Sinja Patrol Bot from The Last Ronin.
Nice.
These figures are just really stylized. They look awesome. And from being a turtle collector, you get tired of only having the Foot Clan to go to as a generic villain for turtles. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, there's major villains that you can choose. But if you just want a generic fight going on, it's always the Foot Clan. One thing I loved about The Last Ronin is it introduced new types of villains. And the Sinja Patrol Bot is basically a Foot Clan in robot form. These things are lethal. They're deadly. I think NECA did a really good job with this figure. I think my only gripe with this figure is that it doesn't have a double-jointed elbow. It's got a single joint in the elbow, which is kind of a big letdown. I wish it was better articulated that way. But overall, it has some really great articulation. It looks awesome. I really like these a lot. And I think they're still, you know, fairly available at Best Buy. So if you missed out on them, you could probably go find one at a Best Buy. Or if you can't, just DM me. And I think my local Best Buy has one. But these are really great figures. I really enjoyed these. You know, I mess with them a lot off camera, off of, you know, my Instagram. But they're a lot of fun. I like these a lot. So, yeah, nice. Number four for me, NECA Sinja Patrol Bot.
Top three.
I know we're getting through this quickly. But number three. So Prime's number three. What do you got for top three figure of 2023?
This line just killed it, I think. Killed 2023. They were on fire. Like not only the amount of figures that they were either previewing or displaying or unloading onto the collectors, but then the distribution was there. They were easily able to get them, whether you ordered them through your online retailers or at the store. They were just like, they're everywhere. And the barrage of just characters, I was like, I freaking loved it. So one of my favorite characters, again, very nostalgic for me, is a reoccurring theme. But I remember as a kid, little 6-7-year-old Prime playing with his G.I. Joes. And I think this one stood out of the others, was number one, was Bazooka. And this guy just, like, nice. The paint apps, the face app, you know, the paint applications, it's killer. And he comes with...
I want to call him all the different Joe. Bazooka.
I know. I think as a kid, I was just be like, hey, me and my Bazooka Joe, while I'm chewing some Bazooka Joe. But yeah, man, and the fact you can carry everything on them is like always a plus with Joe's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do so like the storage capabilities of Joe's, because it's one thing you're always trying to find space where I'm going to put all these accessories. But normally when I get a Joe, I can put every single accessory on the figure.
Yeah, I love how you can take off the helmet. Great. You know, the plastic's really soft. But his face, like, he's just like, looks like a gentleman, you know?
He looks like what I would think you would look like if you had a full mustache like that.
If I had a full mustache. And it's just really hard part my hair and just something out of like the 1950s.
Yeah, like Tom Selleck vibes for sure.
Yeah.
Well, funny enough. Okay, so my number three. I have to steal a lot of Prime's points. They've been easier to get this year. I feel like they've upped their game even more in regards to the figures that they're doing and the HasLabs that they've been offering. The G.I. Joe is just kind of firing on all cylinders. And I've said it multiple times on the stream, but at $20 or $25, in my opinion, these are the best figures you can get for the price. So I decided to do the Range Viper as my top three figure of the year. Really awesome figure. Really like this. I remember opening it up and it just kind of blew me away. I haven't explored in Joe's quite as much as Prime, so my selection's maybe a bit more limited, but I think these Range Vipers are just killer. I love the paint apps. I love the accessories. I love the articulation, and they just work as generic bad guys. I said that with the Sinjo Patrol Bot, but that makes a big difference when you can have something that kind of works for everything. So I really like the Joes. Definitely going to be probably investing them a bit more next year and focusing on that stuff.
Nice.
Two Joes. And we didn't plan that. We didn't both. I didn't even know what Prime's list was prior to this.
Nope.
So the fact that we both have a Joe as number three. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. All right, going into figure number two. We're getting up there.
Numero dos. Number two. All right, number two, again, man, they've been killing all of us, I think, lately this last month with all of our pre-orders from like years and years ago. And it seems like they're all coming through this month. So as I'm getting them in, I'm just like being blown away. I'm like, man, this figure's fire. This figure's fire. So for my number two, it's going to be the Mezco Morbius. It's just, I blew me away, you know, everything from the outfit to the paint application, the facial expression, his accessories that he came with. And man, he can move. He's double jointed everywhere. It's crazy. It's so smooth and like butter. Yeah.
Like butter.
Yeah. Pulled him out, great out that of the box. And my daughter and my wife were like, oh, and my wife's like, is that Morbius? Like she recognized him, which we've
seen.
Yeah. You know, so it's like, I'm like, yeah, she's like, wow, that looks really good. Like, she liked the texture on the outfit and stuff. And it's crazy that if you, it's a figure that's so good that someone that's not a collector or not into this hobby, they're like, man, that's kind of impressive. Like, that's pretty neat. So, yeah.
Yeah, when you can have somebody that doesn't collect that can is able to easily identify a character, that means the figure is well made to the point where, okay, there's not confusion about who this is. This is pretty clear. And Morbius, the sculpting looks great. I love the skin tone on that figure. The clothing, it reminds me very much of the 90s animated series, Spider-Man series, where you'd see Morbius show up in that show. I think the only thing we're missing on Morbius is maybe like a leather coat. But
yeah,
I feel like at some point we might see a variant of Morbius because he seems to be pretty popular. I saw that I have a lot too. Tom was posting about him saying how impressed he was. So yeah, if you're a Marvel fan or a Spider-Man fan, Morbius is kind of like a must have. I hope that we get more Marvel figures from Mezco next year.
Don't say that because Grumps is going to get mad. He's going to say Spider-Man, Green Goblin, Fantastic Four, Iron Man. But you know,
that's true.
What if they were to do Morbius, a PX version? Like they did Sod Cutter, and they just blue, like they animated, and throw a coat on them. Ponytail version, maybe a ponytail.
That'd be awesome. And he comes with that like that blood lab thing, which has all these little
hidden really cool
compartments and lights, and it's just really impressive from a accessory standpoint. Did we need that? No, but they did it anyways. And you know, it was a reasonably priced figure. So that's what makes those things feel premium when you get stuff like that. My number one and my number two were a real struggle for me in picking which one was which. I think this one I picked as number, well, I guess we'll just go into it. So these figures I got into a little bit more recently. I feel like I've been kind of going on a roller coaster with this line where I get really into it and then I kind of lose interest and then I get into it again. There's always been one thing that I wanted from them, which is more articulation. So I didn't get a chance to go to Legions Con this year, but my buddy, Sir Chappy, thank you very much, Cody, for looking out for me. He was able to get me the Valiant Knight figure from Mythic Legions. And this is really what I've been wanting from the line the whole time. The articulation, I've seen people say, well, it's just a better elbow cut and it's just better knee cut. That's true. But it's also improved shoulder articulation. You can see that he's able to do a two-handed sword pose. You could never do that with Legions before. He gets a really deep kind of like sit here in his legs because he has double jointed elbows in the legs. The head seems like it has a bit more movement. I don't know if I'm just imagining that, but it seems a little bit better range. And just the ease of posing with this figure just really blew me away. I could not put it down after I picked it up. I kept messing with it and messing with it. And it makes me really excited for what is coming. There's a lot of figures that are being made currently that are going to have updated articulation like this. I think some of them are from Necronominous Wave. Some of them are probably from the newest wave that was released recently during Legion's Con. But this figure is just incredible. Really, really nice. Kind of blew me away. So almost made my number one. Didn't quite make it this year, but if you missed out on this, don't be too sad because they're going to do another release of him down the line. Yeah, or mad, yeah, whatever the case is. If you're hating, don't go spend the $120 on eBay that this thing's going for right now. It's not worth it. The figure's great, but don't go spend $120 on it.
Yeah, especially when they're going to.
You're going to get another chance for this down the line. Yeah, there's no point in doing that. But yeah, definitely if you've been on the fence about Legions, I recommend picking up a Valiant Knight and it might change your mind.
Oh, well, I'm picking up like at least four.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting more.
That's an army building knight.
Yeah, he's just awesome. He comes with really great accessories, the sword, extra head sculpt. I don't know what's going to be not included in the retailer version, but I think you're going to get pretty much everything. So he's badass. I like him a lot.
That's awesome.
All right. Number one figures of the year for the booth. Starting with Prime to the First. What do you got?
Drum roll.
Number one.
Well, number one. Going back to G.I. Joe. Roadblock.
Nice.
Roadblock made my number one. It just...
And you just got him in hand, you know, like pretty recently. So that's saying
something. Yeah, like a week ago or two. And I just haven't been able to put him down. The soft goods on him are really, really good, but their articulation is just out of this world. Where, again, for a Mezco, like, you know, I had the Destro. Destro was really good, but he, like, went up on the shelf and then he got stored away. But Roadblock, I mean, I took out the rest of my Joes and he blends in so well where it's like, damn, I think I might have to get the rest of the Joes. And I think we talked about this in one of the episodes where it's like, if you're a completist when it comes to a certain fan base of like Joes, you can collect all the Hasbro Joes because the price point is there and you can support the HasLab and all that stuff. But then if you want just to be a completist and have like a premium touch to the line, then Mezco's the way to just add that pizzazz to your collection. You know, just a little bit of little sparkle there. You know, you want to be able to display the Joes just in the detolf, then Mezco's it. If you want them just like on shelves, whatnot, I don't know. Those are my two cents, but this Roadblock just killed it. Like the six set of hands, the different type of head sculpts. And they went, you know, you can store. He comes with like this crazy tripod, and the tripod goes into the backpack. But the gun, you can either hold it or you can put it on the tripod, and that's like one complete look, and you can have Roadblock looking a certain way. Right now I have him like with this vest and like this crazy machine gun that I came with.
He looks so dope though.
So you can look have him like this, and then he comes with like another type of vest. So different looks for him. I freaking love it.
Yeah, they really knocked him out of the park, and I think the body style they picked for Roadblock really, really works well for the character because he's like a heavy gunner.
Yeah.
He's always like the big guy on the field for the Joes. So I'm really happy that they didn't give him like, you know, a slimmer body like the Morbius. They gave him like a big, beefy body.
Yeah. Or like even a Batman. They gave him a beefier body. And I'm glad they didn't go too beefy. The only like suggestion I would have, like there's one head sculpt, and that's only because I saw it in one of the Facebook groups. Someone had put he has like a smiling, like it's like a crazy grin. He has like this mean mugging face. He has like a stoic face, and then he has like this crazy smile. Well, someone put the crazy smile, and then they put like a picture of Steve Harvey right next to it. And I'm like, great. Now every time I see that head sculpt, I'm all I think is like Steve Harvey. Like, so.
You won't be able to
in that thread, I can't see it, but people were saying like, oh, we wish we would have, or at least I wish I would have gotten like a screaming head instead of that smiling, like he's grinning. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why is he grinning? I would have enjoyed or appreciated better, like a Screaming Head. I think when you're unloading that type of gun, or you're handling like a heavy machine gun, like you're going to be yelling. You're not going to be like smiling so much. So,
yeah.
A Screaming Head would have been my option.
Yeah. I always prefer a head with some type of expression because it really helps tell the story in a shot. So when you've got like a screaming
Because look at that. You know, here, right here, you can see the expression in his face. He's like, blah, 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 blah. However, your machine gun sounds. Clack, 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 clack. Bra, 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 bra.
Perfect.
Pew, 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 pew.
Perfect. You nailed it, man.
I don't know.
You nailed it.
Whatever your, however your machine gun sounds like in your head, if it's like pew, pew, or bra, bra, or clack, clack, click, clack.
Bra, bra.
You're welcome.
Bra, bra, bra. It works. Yeah, you guys know what we're talking about. Machine gun sounds.
That's my number one.
That's a good choice, though. It's a good choice.
Pop some bubble wrap.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of reviews of Roblox. Doesn't surprise me he's your number one, because I think the general consensus is that he's a really good figure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, staying on the same theme with Mezco, this one's another one that might be controversial. Some people didn't care for it as much. Other people were happy. Other people preferred it would be another character. But I've been collecting Mezcos since the Dark Knight Returns figure. And there's one thing that I've always wanted, and it's a Robin. Mezco finally gave us the Mezco Robin, and he is killer.
Yeah.
I know he's Damian Wayne, and people don't, you know, that might not be your favorite Robin. I get it. But the fact that we just have a Robin, gosh, can this focus? No. There we go.
Bring your Robins. Everybody show your Robins.
Yeah, the fact that we have a Robin to go with, I don't know, the 40 different Mezco Batman that I have in my collection is just a move in the right direction. I think they did a great job on the suit. The cape maybe is a little thick for me, but it is very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It comes with different head sculpts. I love the gas mask on his face. This is a really cool accessory. Gosh, I cannot get this thing to focus on that. Just focus. Nope. Okay. You guys get what I'm saying. The gas mask's really cool. I love that he has kind of a pissed off face as well, a little bit more expression. I love that they included his sword, the bow and arrow, batarangs. I mean, you've got all kinds of accessories, arrows here, just all kinds of stuff. So he comes loaded, and it's finally a compliment to my Mezco Batman. He can really work with anything on the shelf. We're going to get a Nightwing soon. Hopefully that means we're going to get a Batgirl. I would love to see an Alfred.
Yeah.
Maybe at some point they'll give us a Mezco Riddler. It's just a move in the right direction. Give me more of the Bat family. I am very DC biased, so I'm going to say that right off the bat. I will take DC stuff, and it usually will end up in my top five at some point. But that's okay. Yeah. I really enjoy those figures. So, yeah, Mezco Robin for my number one for the year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was exciting. I've been curious to see where
they're on this. Pick. They're on this. They're on this Golden Age kick, right? They got the Golden Age Joker.
They are.
I think that would have been a great opportunity to do another two pack, and they should have done the Joker and like give us the that type of Robin with the little the little Peter Pan shorts.
Yeah, either like a. It'd be cool if they did like a Jason Todd, but I think people would lose their mind. Like, no, they have to give us a Tim Drake first.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes more sense with Jason Todd and Joker.
Yeah.
But Tim Drake would be great. Yeah, give us a classic Golden Age style Robin. That would be amazing.
Yeah, that would
be cool. I don't want them to do that because then I'll spend more money to get it.
Golden Age, Golden Age two packs to be like Batgirl and Catwoman, or Batgirl and Penguin, you know, Alfred and Catwoman.
Yeah, there's just so much to pull from there. Do you want to do honorable mentions, or what are you thinking? You already kind of put it in there?
Honorable mentions, it's probably going to be... It's so funny because my honorable mention would have been like the Robin, just because...
Okay, yeah.
He was a figure that we all wanted, and when he was announced, like everybody went bonkers, but some people went bonkers for the wrong reason. And then, I think I started getting a bunch of stuff that was older later on this year in these last couple months. So yeah, my list is kind of like all over the place right now.
Yeah.
What do you have? What do you have as honorable mentions?
Well, I got to represent a little bit for Marvel. And I did get this figure this year, and I didn't really get to do a whole lot with it, but I have messed with it quite a bit on the shelf. And it's a great compliment to the other figures that I have from the line, but the Sentinel Spider-Gwen.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She is a great figure. I love the articulation of Sentinels. Obviously, I know she just got a different look with the new movie, so not the most up-to-date look, but I love that she comes with Spider-Ham. Spider-Ham's just a really cool kind of additional character to have.
Yeah.
Great to fill out a spider scene. So I think for spider figs in general, I'm kind of just leaning towards Sentinel for my main stuff. Obviously, Mafex as well, I've said, is great for spider figures, but Sentinel is just knocking it out of the park. Their stuff always impresses me. So Spider-Wing came out really great. Didn't quite make the top five, but definitely one of the better figures of the year for me.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, that was fun. Let us know what you guys think as you guys are hitting the like button for this episode. Leave a comment. Let us know what your top five of the year were. Like I said, next time we go live, we'll probably mention top five lists, maybe talk about some of our picks. Mm-hmm. You guys can feel free to scream at us about how wrong we are or agree with us, whatever you prefer. Yeah. But let us know. Quickly, we'll cover some of the gifts for the fellow collector. So if you've got a fellow collector friend out there that you want to show appreciation to, there's some fairly simple gifts. You don't have to spend a whole lot of money on people. We know that money is tight. If you want to spend money, you can.
Hit up your local Ross. That's it.
Whatever. Damn you. I was going to say right now is a great time to get a figure for a friend. Hit up the local Ross. They'll know it's cheap, but that's okay. You may be getting something for someone.
Make sure you don't. Try to use a heat gun and take off the sticker, right? It's like they know it's from Ross, but then you can tell them, like, hey, it could be trade bait, or it could be like fodder, or it could be your introduction to customizing a figure or something.
Yeah. Who and knows? Right, like, now it's hard for everyone in obviously the US to find a Ross that has good stock.
Yeah.
So you might have a friend that you've been talking to that's like, man, I'm so jealous of what you're getting, and I want some too.
I want these Vipers, you know?
Yeah, this is your chance to snag it and give it to him and say, hey, because you were bitching all year, I finally decided to give it to you. But so yeah, that's a good cheap option for your friends. A $6 Joe, you can't beat that. Or a $10 Ram with Duke.
Yeah.
That's a great idea for a collector. If you want to spend a bit more money, you can obviously get whatever's out there. If you have like a Legions Con exclusive and hold on to, or a Comic Con exclusive, that would be a good gift for friends.
You know what I like is the Legions Four Horsemen. You can buy gift cards on their site. So that'd be awesome. You want to get somebody like, oh, I don't know what he has or he doesn't. Like, we had Trevor on the show. He almost knew all the characters except for the last one. Except for the rooster. So let's get him a gift card so then he can go get him the rooster, and he's well acquainted with all the characters and he doesn't fail the quiz anymore.
He's gonna hate you.
That would be cool. Yeah. If you have a Trevor in your life and you're like, he has everything, get him a gift card to his favorite line, and then he could do something with
that. Yeah, that's great. You can get a gift card to the Store Horseman page, you can get one to BBTS, you can get one for Amazon, you can get a Target gift card. There's gift cards for all the places that we all like to shop.
Yeah.
So that's a great option for a fellow collector.
Hey,
Michaels.
Get that storage box.
That was my next one on the list. I mean, it's almost like he's read the list before. Storage solutions for collectibles. So those Michaels, or you can get them at Hobby Lobby. Yeah. Any kind of like craft store normally. You're looking for the photo boxes. I can't remember the official name of it, but you guys know what I'm talking about.
Simply Tidy.
Okay. At this year, at this time of year, they go on sale for like $12 to $14.
Yep.
So that's a great gift for your fellow friend that maybe is having a hard time figuring out how to store stuff. Rare art prints are great. You can get art prints from different collectors in the community. Trevor, again, 1-6 shooter. I think he has his 2024 calendar for sale right now. So if you want to get that, it features a bunch of art from Trevor in a calendar format. So that'll hang. I've still got mine on the wall from last year. So that's great. Speaking of Trevor, yet again, we're going to give him a lot of name drops on the show.
Jeez.
You can also get toy photography gear. And he's been kind enough to share a link in his Instagram to where it takes you to what products he uses for toy photography. Some of the stuff is really cheap, like these magnetic flexible goosenecks. These are really useful for lighting. They're magnetic, so you can put them on something. You can use it as a background light. These are great. I've got like 3 or 4 of these. Rock terrarium background, if you just want like a really quick kind of bat cave background, this works really well. The fog machines. Obviously you need more power strips, so the power strips are great. Cheap tripods, loom cube accessories, this matte black foil, which is great for backgrounds. If you've ever tried to use construction paper on a background, it doesn't really work great at being totally black. These cinefoil sheets are great at really neutralizing the light and making it fully black. You have these weights down here. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff. Light reflectors. You guys can go through Trevor's list here, which takes you directly to Amazon. If you just go to his page on Instagram, he's got a link tree link, and it'll say equipment that I use. You can go straight here. These are all great ideas for your fellow collector friends.
Yep. Just make sure you tell them.
I just want to make sure we covered the exactly.
Give them some shit.
Make sure that you.
And if it doesn't work,
yes.
Out, or you got an issue, just blame 78. It's easy as that.
Yeah. If you don't agree with anything that we're saying on this show, or you didn't get a good deal, this is the man to blame. Blame 78.
Oh man, I can't.
That's our out now. That's how we get out of everything.
That's our after everything. Blame 78. Sir, why were you speeding?
All right,
I'm sorry.
There's a friend, 78 points of articulation. He said speeding was okay in this area.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right. So that was fun. Top fives of 2023. Gift ideas for the fellow collector. Now we'll go into the normal stuff, starting with pre-orders. We'll quickly go through these because we're taking a little bit longer than our normal content, but. One of the most recent pre-orders that went up is Bartholomew Vex. This has been teased for a long time. We knew this was coming. I figured it was going to drop it sometime this year, and it finally did. Great compliment piece to Atticus Doom. They did an awesome stop motion showing those two kind of facing off together. So it's sort of a no-brainer if you have Atticus Doom. You probably want to get Bartholomew Vex to go with him. I really like the kind of the goat design, anytime you think of like ancient devil worship stuff, it's always like a black goat or something. So I like how they chose him because he seems kind of an evil guy. He's got this alternate form, which is like a bird form. What are you thinking about this one, Prime?
I liked them when they first revealed them, but then I don't know when they fully revealed them and it was up. I was just like, I don't know if, I wasn't inclined to like jump on it and like, oh, I need to get this right away. One, I don't have Atticus Doom. And two, I wasn't like too crazy about his socks. Like just the look, I was like, I don't really need to have him in my collection. Plus, like I had just gotten
He's a Renaissance man.
Yeah, those, I don't know if it's just the texture on it or like they look like, it reminded me of the very first Mezco, like that Dark Knight Batman. You know how it's almost like PJ material? So,
yeah.
And the heads look really plain. They're just like, it's matte black. It's like black on black on black.
I wish there was a bit more definition, some more shading going on in the coloring. Yeah. You know, it is very much the same to where if you don't have a bright background, you're not going to be able to tell what's the horn and what's not.
No. And I think when they first showed them, everyone was like, oh, because it was very mysterious. But then, like, I saw him, and I'm like, he's giving me, like, a very Quaker type of feel. Like, I'm not feeling it. I don't have a lot of, I'm not going to have a bunch of ideas for, like, taking a picture of this Quaker guy.
Go look at your Quaker Oats boxes. That's basically what this is.
That's, I don't know why I went there, but the accessories are cool.
It works.
I was not a fan of the Quaker look. Like, I would have appreciated if his pants went all the way down to his ankles. I can't respect someone with shorts and socks that high.
Prime's basically saying if you show up with pants like that, he's not going to take you seriously.
Pretty much. Don't come with your Quaker look.
I respect the opinion. Those are solid gripes. I do feel like he's a little light in accessories as well. Granted, he's a good price point. He's $95.
Oh yeah.
Most of the accessories are head sculpts. I'm counting at least 12 different ones here. And I think this is like a fur piece to go around his bird head.
Yeah, I like that. I like the buzzard look.
The bird head's a little weird though. Like, what the hell's going on with this one? Is he an octopus bird?
Oh yeah, yeah. Just the regular buzzard. The other one, again, it was just it's kind of too out there. Where I'm like, what am I gonna do with that? What is he eating?
Yeah. And then you got at least 18 interchangeable hands. So, you know,
and just the one.
A lot of hands and a lot of heads. Yeah. But he doesn't have much else. There's really nothing else he's coming with. Actually, you know what? There we go. There's a whole nother page of accessories. Never mind.
Who's running this show?
Yeah, man, these guys are really inexperienced. This red stick. Did we even collect thing,
Mesco?
Yeah, this must be some kind of hand accessory. So this off, looks like a Starro.
Yeah, it is. It's like a repainted Starro from the Superman set. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It gave me like a. It didn't knock my socks off because they were probably that high as Bartholomew's Vex. So if it doesn't knock my socks off, good. Like, you know, you got like a old timey Gary snail there.
Yeah.
Like I saw that and I just thought Gary. I'm like, okay. I don't know.
That is a good Gary. Yeah. I will say that the slug bag is probably my favorite thing in here.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my favorite thing. So if you guys don't want your slug bag, contact me. I'll take it. Good price though. $95.
Yeah. Not bad. Good price. Yep.
They've had pretty low prices recently, which is nice. And I think this is a buy it now. It's already shipping. So if you got in on this, go ahead and ship it out. One thing I want to say about just Mezco in general, and I want to credit Dorklayer Bill for this, pay attention to your rewards points. If you have a pre-order that took 2 years or longer to get fulfilled, Mezco has been expiring those points. So you don't even get them in your bank. So they expire before they even get to you. So I emailed them. I had about 5 different orders that I sent them. They credited me points on 4 of those orders. I got 76 points, $40 worth of credit that I wouldn't have got had I had not known about it. So huge thanks to you, Bill. If anybody else is out there, make sure you check your orders. There's really no easy way to identify whether or not you've missed them. You really just have to take your time and comb through and then send them an email and they will help you out. But it's a great call out. I would have totally missed it. We'll cover maybe a couple more. NECA. No, I don't want notifications. Thank you. NECA put up a bunch of new figures, not new, but figures on their store, the NECA store. This has been one that
Way of doing it. Yeah.
Yes. I think this should really be the standard going forward. Put it in stores and then also put it on your website. Mm-hmm. Because some people don't have access to stores like some other people do. Like this Mirage Comics 4-pack. This was really highly sought after. They finally put it up for pre-order, so if anybody missed it, you can get it. They also have the Ultimate Shredder from Secret of the Ooze. I never thought we'd get this character, but they gave us Professor Perry as well in 2 different looks. So you got him in his orange jumpsuit and then him in his professor clothing. They did have Ultimate April O'Neil, but I think that one is now gone. And then they have the John Carver cloth figure and then the Ultimate John Carver as well. So there's a lot of stuff on NECA's website for pre-order of stuff that's coming up soon. They also showed this new Last Ronin Leonardo, the best turtle. He's going to be coming out here pretty soon.
Nope.
So make sure you look for him. We're going to get all 4 turtles, but this is definitely a must-have for me. I mean, awesome. It's the best turtle, so you can't say no to it.
I mean, debatable.
There's other pre-orders out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we're not going to go into everything. We're already running a little heavy on time. So we'll go ahead and switch to our next topic, which is Plastic Confessions. I think one of them we've already seen from Prime.
Yep. Yeah. It was Morbius and everything else just in transit. Like, I'm waiting for my three pack, my Justice League three pack. That's pretty much it. It's been a pretty light week.
Speaking of Justice League three packs, as I'm trying to get mine out over here, holy crap, this thing is huge. But my Justice League three pack did show up this week. And it's huge. Here's the
nice.
The metal tray for it, the top of it. It does come in the metal tin, which is nice. It's the deluxe box set that they normally do. And it just comes loaded with stuff.
That's cool.
Loaded.
Yeah.
I think I like Flash a lot more than I thought I would.
Oh.
I don't really like Ezra Miller very much as a character for Flash. Yeah. But yeah. If you guys remember, the last time we had a Flash was like one of the original DC Mezcos. It's been a very long time since we got a new Flash. And I think this one came out pretty damn good. I really like the armor. He's got double jointed arms and legs. I guess the only thing I don't like is that his armor basically
removes stiff.
Any ab articulation. Because it's an overlay. So that's kind of a big letdown. But overall, he looks pretty nice for being a Flash figure. I like the new Superman. I think he looks better than the original suits. Not a huge fan on the Batman's suit. It looks kind of funky. I don't know if you've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I mean, it's not horrible. It's just, it's not my favorite. But yeah, I did get that. I got Mezco Morbius as well, which I won't pull out because you've already seen Primes. I got the Valiant Knight, which you guys already saw. And last but not least, I got the Walter the Mad 2-pack from Cosmic Legions, another one of the pickups that Cody sent to me. Thanks again, Cody.
That's awesome.
Those are my confessions for the week.
Yeah. I picked up some stuff on the Cyber Monday from BBTS, just waiting on shipping. That's it. A lot of good deals out there. Yeah.
We'll find out soon enough what you got, I'm sure. We'll see it on a future episode. Sir.
Yeah.
Nice. Nasty Nick's dirty trick for the week. Not really a dirty trick, just more of a suggestion. Around the holidays is kind of the time where I'll go back and maybe revisit a shot idea that didn't really work out, or I did a shot 3 years ago and I don't really like how it looks now. So let me try to revamp it. I've probably said this before, but maybe try to revisit those old shot ideas. You know, if you have an old holiday shot, because I think a lot of people really try to get into the mood, spirit of the holidays. They do a lot of different ideas. Some stuff lands, other stuff they feel like they're just getting out there to make sure they have something. But if you have a photo that maybe didn't work out, there's been a lot of new figures this year that you could add to the shot. Like, there's a lot of Batman shots that I wish I would have had a Robin. So I'm going to go back and probably try to revisit those shots at some point and add Robin into the mix. Or, you know, a Mythic Legion shot where I wish I would have had a double-handed sword pose.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I might revisit and do another shot like that. Things like that.
Yeah.
As we start to collect more, as we get more accessories, more props, more figures,
for sure. And
add things to your shots that you didn't have before. So maybe think about that as a shot idea. It doesn't always have to be a new or original idea. You can just say it yourself. I'm recreating an old shot because I didn't like the way it looked, or I have new stuff that I wanted to add to it. It's a great way to revamp old ideas. Last but certainly not least is our figure aficionado for the week. And this one, I've followed him for a while. But I really want to give him a shout out because he recently was able to be involved in the reveal of Bartholomew Vex. Mezco did their thing where they've got, you know, the figure being sent out to different collectors in the community, people that are taking shots of Mezco's already. Great way to highlight people that maybe don't get a ton of attention sometimes. Mm-hmm. And this is one guy that got one, Slay's Toys. Nice. So he's an artist in California. He's a horror lover, a connoisseur of nostalgia. He's also a sneaker freak. And he works a lot with Grime City on some of Grime City's releases. But he got to reveal Bartholomew Vex and did some really great shots to show him off and the different accessories that he comes with. So big shout out to you, Slays. I know that's probably pretty amazing when you get contacted by a company to do their shots, and you did an amazing job, dude.
Yeah.
You've done a lot of great work with Mezco's. These crow shots that you've done in the past are great. You know, Conan, you've got a lot of Spider-Man stuff on here. Nightmare Cutter. Yeah, Side Cutter, Pennywise with the Grime City phone booth looks great. This Halloween Mezco shot, just very, you know, cool obviously stuff. This guy's a horror lover. I love this top-down Nosferatu shot of him drinking some blood.
Yeah,
really cool perspective on this. But yeah, man, I mean, you're doing some killer work. Awesome. I'm only highlighting the recent stuff. Like, look at this 89 Batman shot. That is just killer.
Yeah.
Looks really good. John Wick killing some people. But yeah, you're killing it, dude. So big shout out to you. If you guys are watching and you don't follow Slay's Toys, please consider giving him a follow. Like his stuff. You won't be disappointed. He's doing a lot of work and he's pretty active in the toy community. Mm-hmm. So go check him out.
Very cool. Awesome. There you have it. We've made it to the end. We just crossed the finish line. You're welcome.
Makes what me else? Sad.
Till next time, kiddos. Same channel, same time. Man.
Yeah, if you guys are, you know, if you find a figure out in the wild, you want to help somebody else, maybe hide them figs.
Hey.
Hide them.
And, if you go out there and you can't find them because someone's hiding them, blame 78. Blame 78. It's full circle. It's full circle.
You heard it here first.
So
if you don't agree with any of that stuff, just at least hit the like button, right? Show some love. Hit the like button. Leave a comment below so we can know what your top fives are, whether you agree with this or not. Mm-hmm. And the like button is just a very small gesture. It takes you no time at all. It means a lot to me and Prime. So please do that. Make sure you subscribe to the Figure Booth so you don't miss our next episode. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss when we go live. Prime, where can they find you?
You guys can find me all under Prime to the First on IG and Facebook.
You guys can find me at figurefan_Nate on Instagram and pretty much just Instagram. But all right, everybody. Have a great rest of your day and years. We'll see you next time.